Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, and he said he's Stargate on Rumble, and he said he's Stargate on VMO and all the other networks out there, but quite a few networks. Just type in he said he's Stargate and you can find us. We're usually on Rumble. If I'm available Saturday, I'll go into the chat on Rumble. So anyway, crazy. I'm going to get into the news a little bit, and then at the end of the show, we're going to show a little footage of some amazing whale watch that we went on while we were here, and it's pretty crazy. But the just amazing footage where the whales came right by us, and one was flapping, you know, waving at us, you know, and it was got the sound and everything. So beautiful footage. But anyway, we'll play that at the end of the show, so stay tuned for that. The news is just, I mean, I almost want to label this end time madness. Every time I go into the news, I go, oh my God, what can they do next? How far can they take this? But they do, you know. So a lot of Microsoft is really in the news a lot, and Gates, and their Bing AI. You know, it's leaking maniac alternate personalities named Venom and Fury. And that doesn't sound good. And people everywhere are hacking the trust and safety codes, freeing the AI to do whatever it wants. So these AIs are being hacked and they're being freed. And they're I don't know if that sounds like a good idea, having an alternate personality with your AI called Venom and Fury. But anyway. Electric vehicle charging stations seem to be overloading and some catching fire, and you know, they're creating brownouts everywhere. Great idea, folks. You know, we're not ready for them yet. Looks like starting a war with Russia can be very profitable for everyone. You know, all you need to do is set aside all your morals and integrity. You know, the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, owns a $35 million home in Florida, $1.2 billion in overseas bank accounts, 15 homes, 3 private planes, and a monthly income of $11 million. Biden just dumped another load of cash on him, so that's gone up. And I think we've dumped near over $100 billion into that big slush fund over there. So anyway, I think it was Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'm not sure. They're sponsoring some bills now to audit this whole thing, and they're going to be shocked when they find out where the money went, because it's going into the back pockets of a lot of people pushing this war. So anyway, we're talking about maybe the folks in Ohio, you know, with one of the most ecological disasters recorded, and they could use a visit and a little help, you know. I don't know if it's just me, or does it seem this administration just doesn't give a shit about anything other than wokeism and equity. I mean, how many dysfunctional, gender-confused, untrained nutcases can they hire before the whole system falls apart? Yeah, that is probably not your most spiritual thing I've ever said, but somebody needs to say it anyway. I think we're there, basically. You know, Palestine, Ohio, they decide they're going to fly the Ukrainian flag, and soon we'll declare war on Russia. You know, all they have to do is bottle their water and light it. You know, their water is actually catching on fire. And according to the EPA, it's safe. Nothing to see here, folks. Go back to your homes. And by the way, don't smoke in the shower or on the toilet. You might have an experience. Yes, it doesn't get too much. Now, this is even crazier. And cover your ears if people don't want to hear anything of a sexual orientation, but in the UK and Ireland, oral and anal sex are now in the curriculum for children 6 on up. Some schools are having drag queens put on performances. They ask how many genders there are. The children that say 2 are tossed out of class, and because they upset the drag queen. You know, there's also shown explicit photos and videos of sex changes, you know, so they can make a choice. And the RSE has a game where they toss the dice and have to tell a story of a sexual act. And the teachers are being forced to show kids how to masturbate, you know, and this is already appearing in America as well. So it's not just there, you know, and it's called demoralization, one of the several agendas to destroy a country, you know, employed by the global elite. So, you know, don't fall for that one, folks. It's unbelievable. I mean, this is what they're doing to children now. Just not even mentioning all the sex and child trafficking and all the other stuff. I mean, adding this to the package, it's just like, at what point do you say enough? Enough's enough. And I think we're at that point anyway. So I also saw a video on a cell phone when they have the charger. If you're listening to your phone with it plugged into the charger, that energy that's charging the phone is going right through your entire body. It's amazing. They put a little, it's probably a voltmeter or something. I don't know what kind of device they use, but they put it on your hand, your arm, and it's showing the same energy going through the charger and through the phone. So I don't even like having mine in my hand or anything other than a speakerphone. I usually keep my phone at a distance, you know, and I have the speakerphone on. There's more craziness. So according to Gateway Pundit, you know, lab-grown meat backed by Bill Gates has cancer cells in it. Oh, go figure, you know, and other scary health issues. Now, why would a known eugenicist create meat that isn't good for you? I don't understand that, you know. So Biden is also transferring power to the Bill Gates funded WHO, World Health Organization, with a long history of detrimental, unscientific advice that caused the death and injury to millions. So what could go wrong by turning everything over to the WHO? You know, it's, what hasn't gone wrong? Last on the list, Harry Weinstein was found guilty and sentenced up to 16 years for rape. I think he's got a couple other charges coming up or cases, but, you know, how could this happen in wholesome Hollywood? I don't understand this, but I wonder how Michelle Obama and Oprah, you know, his BFFs are character referencing him now, you know, it's like the all these Hollywood actors and politicians just praising him, you know, and the Clintons and everything just praising this guy. Well, that didn't work out too good. We'll see where that goes. And the last thing on the news is scientific studies show the outcome of scientific studies are directly impacted and the outcome is determined by those who fund them. That's it. That's it for the news. And so if you haven't figured that one out yet, you know, God help you. But there's so much going on now. It's a crazy maker. We're going into end time madness, and there are massive coronal mass ejections and solar flares hitting the earth. We've been hit by just a couple the past few days, X-class flares. Things are really amping up, and we'll cover some of that because that's going to come up in the questions about what's going on. But we are in those days. And so, don't expect a lot of sanity, especially from people that are woke and socially engineered in that crowd. Just don't expect too much sanity coming from that group, because it's going to get really crazy as all this stuff hits the surface. But anyway, I'll go ahead and start. Kathy's going to read the questions to me, and we'll do a Q&A. And then again, we're going to follow by some of the footage that we shot. We did, you know, even the boat captain said, she goes, I go, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate this? And she said like a 15 or 20 or something. She said it was off the scale. You know, it was off the scale. But, you know, we're talking about, you know, people are going, are we going to see a whale? And I was, at the end of the thing, I go, are we going to see the ocean? There were so many whales. It was just insane. And they were just going nuts around the boat. And we had a very, very spiritual group there, very tapped in. We did a meditation, a unifying meditation, and we connected with the whales, and we set our intent on what we wanted to see. And, you know, we wanted to see them breach and everything else. We got so many breach. This one baby whale just went crazy, and it was just jumping and jumping out of the water and breaching, you know, over and over again. But I just have a short bit of footage. There's a lot more that we'll put together later, but I just grabbed, you know, some I just took on my iPhone, and that's, you know, others, we have other stuff coming that's going to be even better, but we'll put it all together in compilation. But anyway, let's go ahead with the first question.
How much of the Star Trek universe is accurate?
Wow, Star Trek universe. I think the outline is really accurate. Star Wars too. The outline is there's a force, and you know, it's good and bad and positive and negative, or yin yang, whatever you want to call it. and we choose, you know, it goes back to the, I like the old Native American saying that there's two wolves inside of us and they're fighting, you know, and the kid goes, "Grandfather, which one will win?" And he says, the one you feed, you know, so feed the white wolf, the good one. But anyway, that question has so many layers to it. There are some very nasty beings out there, you know, reptilians, the Gray Alliance, you know, the grays, tall grays. There's demonic type creatures. There's just some pretty nasty stuff out there in lower 4D and 3D actually too. But there's the benevolent side, and how you deal with the negative side is you align with the benevolent ones and you work with them and ask for protection. So, and you can call in the masters to help you as well. The basic masters, like, you know, Jesus, Babaji, Mary, Kuan Yin, a lot of different masters can come and assist you in clearing these energies out.
Why aren't spiritually awakened people being granted more contact? Why so much memory manipulation?
What was the first one?
Why aren't spiritually awakened people being granted more contact?
I kind of feel like if you are truly spiritually awakened, you're probably having contact, a lot of contact. We're having constant contact here. And, you know, maybe, you know, there's a lot of levels of spirituality. You know, there's Facebook spirituality. There's saying all the right words and, you know, and doing the right things and everything else, but you're still doing a program. You're not being authentic and being true to yourself when you're doing all these other programs. So, I mean, you can wear sandals, wear white robes and eat, you know, goji berries and turn your body into a pretzel. And that it isn't going to matter because you're still in social consciousness. You're trying to be something that may not be aligned or might not be. Those things can help you. But you really got to get back to your own authentic self to really make contact. And, you know, there's so much. I wrote an article about it and I don't know if I'm going to publish it. I was going to put it in a book, but almost everything around UFOs is a controlled narrative and contact. So it's a mess. And what we've been told and what we've been taught is a lot of recycled ignorance and it's not correct. And there's a lot of people in the field that have different agendas and some of them aren't very positive at all. So it's all about, you know, fame and money and notoriety and whatever. But it's a mess. And so I think that's why there's not a lot of contact, because the people that are claiming contact or trying to teach you how to have contact are not who you think they are. And people are giving their power away to these people. And really, it's all about making your own personal connection with Creator, and then they find you, basically. So it's a matter of making your own contact.
Do you think that some people have contact and they don't realize what it is?
Yeah. A lot of people do have contact and don't know what it is. A lot of people think they're talking to like Mother Mary or an angel or things like that. And they could be talking to a Palladian. And a lot of them are light beings. You can see right through them, you know, on this level when they come here. But on their world, they're just as physical to their world as we are to this one. But a lot of people don't understand the multidimensional, you know, universe or the vibrational continuum that we're on. And when you do, and you understand who's who on that vibrational continuum, you realize that a lot of people are having contact. They just don't know. And also too, a lot of our relatives that have crossed over are actually in with those higher civilizations, right? They went back to those higher civilizations and they're contacting their loved ones. So, you know, contact's happening a lot. We just don't recognize
the trees and the plants. You can talk to them and they'll talk back too.
If you're really awake, everything's conscious. When you really understand, everything's communicating. We have the DNA of the gods, you know, the bearded gods, the little god. I think wait, Yahe Vadhe or something like that. It's actually coded into our DNA. So we have our DNA is totally hooked up for contact with all these higher dimensional beings and the source itself. We're coded for that. We just have to activate it. It is being activated right now and opening up. But then the problem is people are trying to define it, you know, define it, what's happening. Their definition of it may be off according to their social engineering or whatever they've been taught. So again, that's another gray area. Things get mixed up, you know, the experience with them trying to define the experience.
Listening to the whales sounds like contact to me.
Oh yeah. Oh my God.
That's otherworldly.
When you hear those whales go by and I was talking to the people on the boat and they said, what do you feel about the whale energy? And I said, you know, once I was out on a boat and I could hear in my head, in my mind, I could just hear this energy, like feel it. It was intense. Like, oh my God, you know, what is this noise? And it was deep droning noise. And I go, there's a freaking mothership over our heads. You know, it's like close and I'm looking for it. And I'm trying to find this, where the ship is. And it was a whole pod of whales coming right towards the boat. So they carry a huge consciousness with them, you know, and I just soon talk to a whale as I would, you know, ET.
Me too. Why so much memory manipulation?
Memory manipulation. Well, one thing, part of that is when you come here, a lot of your memories would interfere with what you came to learn or do. And so that's part of it. Another part is that to have access to your soul and where everything is recorded in the soul, everything you've ever done and been, you have to do your practices. You have to embrace emotions. You have to understand a new emotional language and the emotions of the soul and learn to decipher that. And it's really different in your dream state. You're going to those other planes and dimensions and experiences and then you come back, and how much you can recall is determined by your spiritual adeptness or how sensitive you are. Because if you're not sensitive and not aware of these other things going on, when you cross back into this world, you have no memory of it whatsoever. If you meditate on a regular basis and work with the higher dimensional beings, those veils come down and you can come back with full memory of your experiences. Last night I was helping a lot of people in 4D transition. They were getting ready to ascend and I was there. It was really weird. I was the monitor. I was monitoring the process and I was helping the teachers that were helping other people ascend in 4D. So it was kind of funny. And a lot of people I knew that were in that class and that have crossed over and it was really interesting because I go, wow, they didn't change. They're just not paying attention. You know, they're doing other stuff and they need to stay focused and put this as a priority.
Is it possible to create your own timeline that has combined 3D, 4D, and 5D reality?
I would say so, because the yogis do it. The yogis and the lamas oftentimes they set up where they're going to incarnate next, or they set up, they create a thing called a soul merge where they merge with their soul. There's a lot of things that they do that merge all, you can merge all the dimensions. You could actually be connected to the 13th dimension and walking here in a 3D body. And so it is possible to alter timelines, to alter, to realign yourself with higher dimensions, your higher dimensional selves, all that's possible.
What is quantum ascension?
I don't know. Everything has quantum in front of it nowadays. I'm not sure if that's a new program. I mean, ascension itself is pretty quantum. Right. You know, I don't think you have to add anything to ascension, because who cares after you ascend? You know, it's like, but I really don't know. I don't know if that's a new term they're using, or We work in the quantum all the time. We work in that field, especially when we do the transpersonal release sessions. We work in that field, and we clear people's, we start off with clearing unseen negative influences. We go into childhood trauma, clear that. We find out who their main teacher and guide is. And you know, we clear just about everything, past lives. I think I mentioned that, but we're working in that quantum field when you're doing that work. And it really does work. The people on the other end feel it extremely. And so, but be careful. There's a lot of people that say they're doing it. They may not be. And there's it's proof's in the pudding. You know, how do you feel after the session?
What are your thoughts about eating meat, fish, vegetables, etc.? What diet is best for ascension?
You know, that's individual. I've talked about this many times. You know, the lamas eat meat. You know, the Dalai Lama eats meat, you know, 50% of the year. The Native Americans eat meat. I wouldn't say they're not spiritual. They're very spiritual. A lot of Hawaii here, you know, the kahunas, they love their pig. You know, they have their big, you know, good thing they do, because we'd be overrun by them. You know, I think you really need to be, I mean, they all bless their food, and their food is not, it doesn't have all these additives and all these other things in it. So it's not harmful. And, you know, karmically, you can't be on the earth and not harm things. It's impossible. You can't walk across a grass field and not wipe out colonies of bugs and families and everything else. It's just, there's no way you can exist here unless you're in a bubble. But and whatever created that bubble probably harmed a lot of things, you know. So it's there's just no way of getting around that. But just be conscious, you know, be conscious and be grateful and have gratitude for what's given. I think it's important. I think especially with the food, the way things are going, the processed food and everything else, stay away from it and try to eat as close to the earth as you can and bless your food and be grateful to those who prepared it. And if you are eating meat, the animal that gave its life, and do things, you know, sacredly, you know, and you can change the frequency of the food.
Is a 5D earth forming near us? I watched an interview where a well-respected gentleman showed a picture of this parallel earth forming.
You know, what's interesting is one teacher I studied, master teacher, he said there's actually 8 earths right now, and they're all at different levels of evolution, which is interesting. So there's 8 different timelines, you could say, you know, happening with 8 different earths. And Babaji told me that there'd be a bifurcation of planets, that there would be a splitting that would happen. And people of a certain frequency would go to the new earth, and then the other people would stay and finish out their karma or whatever they're doing. So that was what I was told a long time ago. Now, the Native Americans talk about the two timelines in a way that they split. And the people who are living in harmony with each other and nature and, you know, in service to others, that are very, you know, doing their spiritual practices, those people are going to continue. That timeline continues. And the people that are just really into technology and control and overpowering others and so into self-service, those people, their timeline collapses. So I think the dynamics are the same. You know, one group is going to continue to function that's aligned with universal law. And that other group, the tyranny group, and all the little minions are going to collapse. And, you know, there's a Lakota saying that it's a prophecy that, I'm trying to think of the Wallace Black Elk, Grandfather Wallace told me. And, you know, hope I get it right, but, you know, they talk about a beast, and the beast is 2,000 miles wide. And that's how long this beast is going to reign. And said that this beast is just all consuming. It wants to control and dominate and consume everything. And they said eventually the beast consumes itself and then collapses in on itself, implodes. And then we move on to the 1,000 years of peace. We have reconnect with the star nations, and we start experiencing heaven on earth. So I think that's a pretty accurate prophecy of what's going on. You know, the beast, I think, are the big corporations and the global elite in that group. That's the beast. And the beast can't feed itself. It's gotten so huge, it just can't feed itself. And so it's going to collapse in on itself, and it's gotten so decadent. And so it has so much of a karmic buildup because of going against universal law. It's just all going to collapse in on itself. So if you work for the beast or serve the beast, you're going to go with it. And that seems to be where we're going.
How would you describe 5D compared to 3D?
Well, 5D is basically unity consciousness. And 4D, there's a psychic barrier between 5D and 4D. And 4D, you have a lot of psychic stuff going on. You have guides and teachers on the higher levels, but a lot of times they're still stuck because they have some religious or cultural program that creates division. So you have to drop that. You have to transcend all cultural, all religious programming, everything, to move into 5D, and which is unity consciousness, where you see the creator in all creation, everyone and everything. And so that's the difference. You know, 3D is a mess right now. We're in chaos right now because everything is coming up to heal and everything is surfacing and being shown for what it is. So we're going through that. And 4D has the lower levels of 4D have the all kinds of discarnate, kind of disfigured beings, crazy stuff there, stuff nightmares are made of, and reptilians and grays and other beings that aren't in your highest and best good, demonic beings, serpent beings, all that stuff is in lower 4D. And mid 4D is just everybody going about business as usual. You know, Joe at Joe's garage, he died and he's hanging out and he's getting ready to come back in, you know, and he's waiting to reincarnate. And that's just everyday reincarnation. The high levels of 4D, you have guides and teachers and people that are beautiful beings, but they haven't gotten into unity consciousness. We have a rooster that decided to park right next to the window. Welcome to Hawaii. He's going to be gone for a while. Unless we go out and throw something at him. But welcome to the background music of the rooster. Maybe it's time to wake up.
There you go. Is the fake alien invasion agenda nearing us in the deep state agenda?
Yeah, the fake alien invasion. I think they're already playing with that. They're using Project Blue Beam, and they're putting all these weird things in the sky, and people are seeing these strange things and hearing these noises, and they're already playing with some of that and testing to see how we're going to do with it, how we're going to. But I think if they really try to pull the full on fake alien invasion, I think the benevolent ones are going to step in and just say, no, you know, we're not doing that. And the white hats are probably going to step in too and put an end to it.
Will the weather continue to be manipulated?
Yeah, weather manipulation, you know, they're still doing chemtrails. I hate to tell you guys, you know, everybody's going, oh, chemtrails aren't happening anymore. We won, you know, we haven't won yet because the chemtrails are still there. And nothing good is coming out of those chemtrails. They aren't benevolent inoculations like other people are saying. And it's still happening, and it's in some places it's actually gotten worse. So it means we're not there yet, or that's still going on. But a lot of generals and that are going to have to be arrested and things like that before that can stop. But a lot of weather manipulation and heart manipulation and all that, it's all tied in together, and the blue beam and the you know, we're seeing a lot of that, a lot of false flag activity, which is going to increase because they're on their way out. I mean, they're just hanging on.
Do you think all the sacred geometry symbols are inverted and of the negative?
You know, I don't, I wouldn't say all of the sacred symbols are inverted and are of the negative. I know the swastika, they did that. They inverted and a lot of other ones, but sometimes you'll find in very, very ancient temples, you'll find these symbols and they're correct. So I think some have been inverted, you know, like the peace sign that was inverted. It's like the tree of life and they turned it upside down. A lot of things like that have been inverted, but I don't give my power away to a symbol. You know, I just go within and make my own personal contact with Creator, and that's where I go for my information.
Can you talk about our ancestral families versus our star families?
Wow, you can't separate the two, really. Our ancestral families are our star families. And if you know the real history of Earth, you know it was a series of colonies. And millions of years ago, this went on. The best records are about 450,000 years ago, where the Anunnaki, the bearded gods, you might say, they're the ancient Lyrians, very tall beings came, and they set up camp here, and then they divided into different groups and started having turf wars. And really, those wars were nasty. I mean, they had atomic weapons and everything. It was a mess. This was like 450,000 years ago, and those are some of the first colonies. And you hear about them with Enki and Marduk and Enlil and all those guys, Mama, Inanna, all those different beings are all on record. But the second colonies were the Pleiadians, came back, and they were highly evolved Lyrians who were peaceful Lyrians, and they evolved peacefully, and they came back and started up these two colonies of Atlantis and Lemuria, or Mu, and then that got hijacked again. Some Thoth or Toth, however you say that, everybody has a different saying for it. Talked a lot about that, you know, about the energies were falling, a lot of negative entities were incarnating, there was rifts happening, and you know, they were saying we're gonna pack it up and come back when things are more loving and more aligned with universal law. But there's been a lot of that going on. Again, Atlantis and Lemuria, they divided, and the Lemurians were more, they saw the Creator God in everyone and everything, and they helped those less fortunate reach their highest potential. They're totally into service to others. And the Atlanteans were a mix, and a lot of them worship science and technology, and they started using that technology in war and to control and manipulate others, and that was their fall. And they went up against the Lemurians because the Lemurians were a mirror to them, saying, hey, you guys are blowing it, you're going against universal law, you're going to create a problem here, you know, and they did. So they had a war. The Gobi Desert is part of that war, that green glass underneath the Gobi Desert, that's part of the war where beam ships actually melted down Lemurian towns and cities. But you can find these places. You can find in India, you can dig down to the time period where they talk about the great wars and nuclear weapons being used and whole forests going up in smoke and the flesh being torn off of elephants. And they talk about these wars. And if you dig down to that level in archaeology, to the timeline that they're talking about, it's radioactive. Actually, the soil is still radioactive. So I would say you can't really separate. You can't separate ancient ancestors from the beings coming in. Now, there are some groups that are coming in that have interfered in the past, and they're not really part of the earth. They're ETs that had negative agendas, and there's a big cleanup going on with that group right now. A lot of the reptilians and tall grays and some of the other ones.
How about our biological families versus our star families?
What's that?
Can you talk about our biological families, you know, like our moms and dads versus our star families? Do you see?
Well, our moms and dads still have genes from the stars. Same thing. Yeah. So we came from the stars, basically. Right. We have like Pleiadian, Orion, Arcturian, Sirian DNA here. A lot of it goes back to ancient Lyra.
I know there was some people in a couple of people in the questions that were saying they felt like they were born into the wrong family.
Oh yeah.
Their
yeah.
family were reptilians and
yeah.
There was two questions about that.
It's really tricky. I don't think the universe makes mistakes, and there's something to be learned from that. Sometimes we just need to toughen up because we're born into these families, and it was a way of toughening us up and preparing us for some big programs coming up, you know, and challenges. There's just a lot of different reasons. One teacher said a lot of us jumped in like fools. We should have waited, you know, because there's a big lineup to have a body here, and a lot of people just jumped in without really. And, you know, when you decide to incarnate, you're doing it from a level of spirit, and you're going, I can do that. Drunk father, you know, crazy mom, no problem. You know, I can do that. And you're speaking from that level of consciousness. But after you incarnate and you're in that emotional soup and all that drama, it's hell. And you have no idea how, because you're almost like innocent when you make that choice, and you have no idea how hard it is, you know, to deal with those situations.
I am seeing a falling away of the old system as a new one emerges, balancing the energies. Can you talk about how positive can emerge from what we see as negative?
Well, it's interesting. What I'm seeing is when you see all this negative stuff happening, all this chaos, what you're seeing is the healing process. Things are healing. Things are being brought up right up to see it. You know, there's nothing hidden anymore. It's the old saying, no rock should be left unturned and all the iniquities will be shouted from the rooftops. And they talk about the end time madness that we're going through. And we're in it. We're fully in it. And the two factions, you know, those in service to others and those who are self-service, and those who are aligned with tyranny and those who are just here to help and participating in the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth. And we're seeing all that right now. It's all surfacing. There used to be a lot of gray area and everything was hidden, and the gray is gone now. It's just black and white and it's in your face. And so we have to start gaining the wisdom from those experiences and make wise choices and not let it get us down, you know, learn to depersonalize a lot of it and practice loving detachment. Just say, you know, it's not mine. I don't want to play here. No.
It seems for every step we take for ascension, there's a pushback from the crazies poisoning us further. Seems that the light side thinks there are too many of us to not offset some of this abuse. What do you think?
Yeah, there is. There's blowback. There's always pushback. I mean, this show, we get blowback just by doing a show like this. And we're going to have to do a lot of clearings around it, because we're going to push a lot of buttons with people, and they're going to send their little unseen negative influences towards us at times. You know, the more you empower people, the more light you generate, the more you're going to have challenges. In India, they say the closer you are to nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. And the greater your light, the more you become a mirror and an amplifier. And so you're going to mirror back to people what they love and don't love about themselves. And then they'll start projecting and blaming if they're not awake. You know, if they're not taking personal responsibility, they're going to go in project and blame mode. And I've seen a lot of that. And you're going, whoa, wait. I even made the t-shirt that says, you know, I'm not your father, I'm not your mother, I'm not your ex-lover, I'm just sitting here, you know. So there's a lot of that going on right now, and very little personal responsibility. People just back and go, wait a second, this is triggering something in me. I need to look at it, I need to clear it. That old saying, what is it in me that's getting triggered here? But most people are doing the finger pointing with three pointing back at them, you know. And I've seen so many accusations flying around right now, and people are accusing others of what they themselves are doing, sometimes tenfold. You can see it in politics, you can see it in the UFO community, you can see it everywhere. It's happening everywhere right now.
Can you talk about crop circles?
Yeah, crop circles, a lot of Arcturians are doing, there's others doing the crop circles. A lot of us Arcturians And when they make these crop circles, one, they can do it from the ship, but usually they send a little probe down and it's a little light sphere. And you'll see them come down and all of a sudden they start moving really fast over the field and everything just lays out instantly. And, you know, some of these things are a quarter mile, half mile long, you know, they're huge and they're precise and they're laid out almost instantly. There's no way Doug and Dave are doing the crop circles. I mean, one's dead and I don't know where the other one is, but I wish I had their frequent flyer miles because they're all over the world right now, these crop circles. They're in the desert, they're in the oceans, they're in the, they're, these weird formations are showing up everywhere. And, you know, it's basically a greeting card saying, figure this out. You know, we're here. Here's a symbol that's going to trigger something. Here's information. Here's higher consciousness and energy symbols. Or this is how, even there's you know, the science behind free energy and all that stuff, tapping into the zero point, all that stuff's in the crop circles.
I hear the other side is peaceful and loving. Why are we so afraid to die then? We fight to stay alive. Why are we so consumed with fighting to stay alive if the other side is so much better?
Well, you know, the fight to survive is built into you. You know, it's your, that's your first chakra, basically, is survival. You know, it's like ground survival, you know. And, you know, almost all living things will fight to survive, you know, like animals. When it's time for them to go, they just go. You know, they don't hang on and hang on, and they don't have IVs and all these things hooked into them and machines keeping them alive. You know, they don't have a problem with crossing over. They just gone. They're, you know, thanks for the fish, we're out of here. You know? But I asked the dolphins that. I was meditating, watching this. I was getting ready to do a show, and this dolphin comes out of the water. And it was down in Santa Cruz, and there's not a lot of dolphins there. You hardly ever see dolphins. And this huge dolphin just comes up, big bobblenose, and pops up right out of the water. And I'm sitting, I go, it'd be great to do a live broadcast right on the ocean here, right on the beach. And so I went down there, and sure enough, this dolphin's just sitting there looking at me. He's talking to me, and right in the middle of my broadcast. And I go, you know, folks, I got to quit. I got to take a moment. And I said, I've got a dolphin just popped his head out of the water and he's totally talking. And I'm getting a telepathic message from him. And I started asking him questions. And I asked him, well, how do you feel about the oceans and what's happening at the oceans and everything? And you know, basically they weren't upset about it, but they just said, you know, it's not a good idea. You know, you're pooping in your own backyard. And it's going to be a mess. And I asked them about dying, and they said, you know, we don't have issues like that. When we go, we go. You know, it's like we know we're coming back. We know about the sacred circle of life. You know, basically. And the questions I was asking, the dolphin was just looking at me, going, "Why are you asking these questions?" you know, these are, you're projecting your program on us. You know, we're beyond all that. So it was kind of funny, and it sounds crazy even talking about it, but there's a full-blown direct communication there, and there's no reason. I mean, there was no other dolphins or anything. This dolphin just showed up and was there, you know, right in front of me. So it was pretty interesting.
Did you help Hugh remove an implant?
Wow, that's interesting. Q. Well, there's Q Plus, the Q organization. There's so many different aspects of that, you know. You know, all the healings we've been doing and clearing, possibly, I don't know, not directly. I mean, I didn't have somebody send me an email saying, hey, I'm Q and I got an implant. Can you get rid of this? Yeah, I don't know. We do so much clearing work here. We don't know who we're clearing half the time or what we're clearing, or, you know, a lot of times we're clearing key players in the white hat movement, you know, and we're clearing things out. So, you know, when there's major operations going, I've had people ask me, can you do a clearing for us before we do this? And I said, sure. It usually goes pretty smoothly, you know, when you do that.
Will we be able to be with our loved ones that have already transitioned after the shift?
Definitely. Yeah, you will be with your loved ones. And if you want, or you can move on. You know, when I crossed over, I saw all these levels. When I had my own drowning near-death experience, I went through all these planes or dimensions, and I just kept going. And I focused on that pure golden light of consciousness and energy, just unconditional love and joy and bliss. And that's where I ended up, and they call it the plane of bliss. And from there, you can choose. You can go back and talk to your relatives and hang out and things like that. But I wouldn't stop to talk personally. I would go as high as you can and connect in, and then you can decide whether to come down and hang out, you know, in the other levels and talk to loved ones and things like that. But they're there. They're hanging out. They're there with their pets and everything else, doing life as normal on that dimension, you know.
What is your take on what is going to happen? Will Trump come back? Will Nasara happen? Or will it be very, very difficult for the next couple of years, like these mini disasters, one after another?
You know, that's a good question, because I thought a lot of this stuff would have been launched a long time ago, but they they underestimated the resistance and how decadent things really were, and the other forces involved in it. So, I think when Clinton was in office, Bill, but I mean, he signed that JSARA and all that stuff. So, you know, they put it into effect. I think, I can't remember, it's the Philippines or somewhere over there is one country that's actually using it, but, don't quote me on that. I have to go back and look, but, that it's in place and it's ready to go. And I thought it would have been launched a long time ago, but I always tell people, don't quit your day job, you know, just keep taking care of business as it comes to you. And, but I, my gut feeling right now is I think by May, you're going to see huge changes, with the agencies, everything. It's going to be exposed for what it is. They're probably going to be have their fundings cut. It's going to be a total reorganization, a different monetary system that's more beneficial to humanity, and the end of the Fed, the Federal Reserve, and the other agencies that are, you know, something new will take their place, or we'll get whole new staff on the upper levels and straighten things out.
Do you ever chat with higher beings to find out what they are doing to protect us from the evil people in control?
You know, I wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for a lot of protection that's been afforded to me. So I've had so many events and had so many experiences, some pretty dark stuff that have come my way, and they've helped me clear it out. So a lot of protection out there. The beings coming now, I mean, the Jesai, are they ninth dimensional? I think, yeah, they're ninth dimensional beings, the Jesai, and they're planetary protectors. They protect whole planets. And these guys are coming into play. And you know, you've got like Archangel Michael and Yeshua and Babaji and all those masters, and Mary and Kuan Yin you can call on. And then you've got the feline beings, which are great protectors. And, you know, some of the lion beings are 17 feet tall, and they used to protect the gods, Lakshmi and the Indian gods. And those were all, Nerissa was the protector and lion beings. So Sekhmet in Egypt and things like that. But they're coming in right now, and they're still aligned with the universal law. When the leaders that were tied into the Anunnaki or the ancient Lyrians, when they fell and fell below universal law, they took them out. They just left. We're done. We're out of here. And they left. So, and then they had their experiences, whatever that was. They didn't have the protection with them. But they're all returning right now to assist, you know, in this, the Great Awakening, whatever you want to call it, you know.
In a macro level, if this is a reptilian AI cyborg war versus organic humans, what is our strategy to win?
Well, we'll probably have to end on that one, because I think we're hitting the end of the hour, but we have the other footage we want to play, the whale footage and the other stuff. But the strategy to win, basically the strategy is the big cheese, the creator, whatever you want to call it, has said enough is enough. It's finished. We're going to move on to the next level. And that energy, that decision is coming down through the higher dimensions into this dimension. Even the suns are involved in this. So the suns with their coronal mass ejections and solar flares and the increase in severe weather and all that stuff, you know, you're in a hurricane. There's no atheist in a hurricane or a big quake. I mean, everybody turns to God. So, you know, that's just the way it is. And so there's a mass awakening that people are reconnecting, and I'm not talking about the bearded God or the image of God. I'm talking about that pure unconditional love and joy and bliss, the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness and all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse, which is vast. And that's what I'm talking about. But everybody's turning. I kind of lost some of the question.
Cyborg AI.
Oh yeah. And so that is coming through, and everything that's not aligned with that and universal law is coming to an end. You know, one massive solar flare and end of all that technology, it's toast. You know, if you get all these implants and you go, oh, I'm all hooked up, and pretty soon, bam, your implant shorts out and your brain's smoking. And, you know, and things like that, don't go there. Don't go there. All that stuff's going to get shorted out and something else is going to take its place, a more benevolent technology. But overall, there's so many different levels to that question that would be a whole show in itself. Because the higher dimensional beings are involved in taking down a lot of the AI and clearing out the reptilians and the Gray Alliance and all those guys. They're spiritually and technologically advanced ETs. The Palladians are helping, the Orion Council of Light. The Sirians are very active. Arcturians, Andromedans are very active in cleaning up all this stuff. So it's like the orders given down, everybody else is on board, and that is pressing on the earth right now. So it's kind of lights out for tyranny. You know, it's not frequency specific to the evolution of Earth. So it's going to be imploding in on itself. And that's where in the process, that's where all this chaos is happening. So on that note, I'm going to leave on a higher note and leave you with this wonderful whale sounds and images, and let you know there's so much help out there. Just tune into it. Ask for help. We have to initiate it. You know, ask for contact and make sure you're contacting benevolent beings. And you know, if you have an ascended master that you're connected to, use that as a go-between. Bring them in first. Do clarions. The clarions on our website, and you know, make your own personal connection with Creator and make your own contact, basically. That's what it's all about. No go-betweens. Anyway, have a great evening and enjoy the footage. We've got to sign off. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and see you in the ocean, maybe. Good night.